We've had to close several fisheries on the outside coast due to sea otter predation. The Fish and Game has closed those over the years now. These red areas represent sea urchin fisheries that have been closed. At one point, the Barrier Island.
UAF School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences graduate student and former Alaska Fish and Game dive biologist Zach Hoyt gave a presentation on his research into how sea otters may affect fisheries in southeast Alaska. Hoyt says the otters won't affect all fisheries.
The fisheries that are most affected in southeast Alaska are the Dungeness crab, the red sea urchin, the California sea cucumber, and the Goodyear clam fishery. These four fisheries in 2008-2009 represented a $16 million annual value to the fishermen. Two other species of concern are also the red king crab fishery and the pinto abalone, which there's not a commercial fishery for, but there has been in the past, and there is still a sport fishery for.
Sea otters are native to the northern Pacific. They were once found to number 200,000 to 300,000 along coastlines from Baja California to northern Japan. Russian fur traders hunted them to near extinction in Alaska before the practice was banned, except among native communities. According to Hoyt, the decline in otters helped give rise to a booming shellfish industry in southeast Alaska.
So because there weren't sea otters in southeast Alaska for 100-plus years, the macroinvertebrate populations, the ecosystems changed, and the macroinvertebrate populations more or less went through the roof. Commercial fisheries and markets were developed on those resources, and some large-scale commercial fisheries developed.
In the 50s, the federal government started reintroducing sea otters along the outer coast of southeast Alaska as part of a plan to boost the native sea otter fur industry. The reintroduced populations have exceeded expectations. Hoyt discussed a few sea otter traits that may have contributed to this rapid expansion.
They're a very adaptable creature. They have the ability to teach and learn. They use tools.
And they eat a lot.
They can consume a massive amount, 25% of their body weight a day.
They also reproduce fast.
There's a 6-month gestation period, and so this produces a pup a year, and it allows the population to grow at about 18 to 20% annually.
However, Hoyt also cautions that although sea otters are expanding their population and territory, their feeding behavior is not well understood.
I think there's a bit of a misconception that otters will move into a bay, consume the entire bay, and then move on. Yeah, otters don't necessarily do that. So if you go to Tebenkoff Bay, there's still a lot of otters in Tebenkoff Bay. They've changed their prey base. They're preying upon likely clams now.
The most recent tally of sea otters in southeast Alaska put the population at about 9,800 animals for the region. But this estimate was from 2003. So Hoyt says the first thing they are doing this summer is a new population count.
We're going to conduct an estimate of otters in southern southeast Alaska. So basically from wherever they're ranging near Cape or on Farragut even, down to Cape Shacken and into Sumner Strait, we'll have a complete biomass estimate.
The research team will be conducting the survey by low-flying airplane. The team will share its results at community meetings in Ketchikan, Craig, Cake, Petersburg, and Heidelberg. This summer, the team will also start some work on studies of foraging behavior in Totem Bay, the Cake area, and along the outside coast.
That work is going to really kick off in the 2011 field season. This summer, we're going to get going a bit. I think we've got 4 sites that we're kind of planning on collecting some data from this summer, some foraging data.
Also in 2011, they plan to study the proportion of the animal's diet that's coming from commercial fisheries. Hoyt is looking for volunteers in August to help collect foraging data. He would also like to hear from local residents who are willing to house out-of-state volunteers and fishermen willing to provide transportation. The team is working in conjunction with the university's Marine Advisory Program agent in Petersburg to coordinate and gather local assistance and knowledge.
Just information and communication, sea otter distribution, fisheries interactions, vantage points for diet studies, socioeconomic changes in the community that you might be from. And Sunny Rice is going to be a really kind of heading up that sort of outreach part of this project. So if you have ways that you can help or have observations, you can probably find her in her office, and she'll get with us and let us know what's going on as well.
The two-year study is primarily funded through the Alaska Sea Grant Program. Hoyt is working in partnership with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The effort has also received support from the Petersburg Marine Mammal Center, the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, Alaska Fish and Game, and the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association. In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.